promises to all who keep God's law of love. February 19, we shall have no other gods. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20, verse 3. The Ten Commandments, thou shalt and thou shalt not, are ten promises assured to us if we render obedience to the law governing the universe. There is not a moral precept enjoined in any part of the Bible which is not engraved with the finger of God in his holy law on the two tables of stone. A copy was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. The first four commandments enjoined upon man his duty to serve the Lord our God with all the heart and with all the soul and with all the mind and with all the strength. This takes the whole man. This requires a love so fervent, so intense, that man can cherish nothing in his mind or affections in rivalry with God, and his works will bear the signature of heaven. Everything is secondary to the glory of God. Our Heavenly Father is to be ever cherished as the first and joy and prosperity, the light and sufficiency of our life and our portion forever. Let men worship and serve the Lord God and him only. Let not selfish pride be lifted up and served as a god. Let not money be made a god. If sensuality is not kept under the control of the higher powers of the mind, base passion will rule the being. Anything that is made the subject of undue thought and admiration, absorbing the mind, is a god chosen before the Lord. Jehovah, the eternal, self-existent, uncreated one, himself the source and sustainer of all, is alone entitled to supreme reverence and worship. Man is forbidden to give to any other object the first place in his affections or his service. Whatever we cherish that tends to lessen our love for God or to interfere with the service due him, of that do we make a god.